You might have heard of television personality Cesar Millan. You might know him as the Dog Whisperer or from his hit TV show Cesar 911, which airs on Nat Geo Wild. But what you might not know is that before the TV fame, the grooming stores, the dog psychology center, he was a homeless, undocumented immigrant from Mexico with a dream. Our friends at All Things Considered captured the story of how his career took off as part of their series called My Big Break.
My name is Cesar Millan, and I train people and rehabilitate dogs. I was born and raised in a farm, Mexico and Sinaloa. La Sirenititín were the show in my era. And I was fascinated about that. Fascinated how Timmy would tell, you know, Lassie, go get Uncle, whatever, and go to the fire department and tell them that I need help. I said, well, one day when I grew up, I'm going to go to America. I'm going to go to Disneyland or Hollywood because that's where Lassie and Rin-Tin-Tin live. I knew I loved the idea of working with animals, something about it. And when I was 13 years old, I told my mom, you think I can be the best dog trainer in the world? And she said, you can do whatever you want. So I waited 8 years later, 21, and that's when I went back to my mother and said, I'm leaving. Where are you going? I'm going to America. So I went to Tijuana, and pretty much it took me 2 weeks to cross the border, and I came here illegally. After that, I was homeless in the streets of San Diego, and my home was under a freeway. One day, I went to a grooming salon because I'm a groomer myself. By then, I learned a sentence. Do you have application for work? That was my first sentence in English. One day, I entered into this grooming salon, and two Caucasian ladies were there, older ladies, and I said, do you have application for work? And they started talking to me. I was in shock, and oh my God, I wasn't prepared for all of this. The good thing was that a Cocker Spaniel was in the back, and this Cocker Spaniel was very aggressive towards them. They gave me a clippers, and I went and grabbed the dog and started grooming him. And they were in shock because the dog didn't try to bite me because I'm not afraid, you know. So I just come in calmly. I understand how he feels, gain the trust. That day, I make $60. I moved to Inglewood, California. And then I start going around the neighborhood, and I start walking dogs. And I start walking dogs off-leash. I didn't know it was illegal to walk dogs in America off-leash, in the land of the free, right? Especially where dogs have birthday parties. You know, dogs get married here. You know what I mean? And that's how people started calling me the Mexican guy who can walk a pack of dogs. I didn't have business cards. So my business card was the referral. You know, I started getting all these people, all because I was walking dogs off leash. The LA Times followed me for 3 days. The last question she asked me was, so you had a great thing going on. What would you like to do next? And without hesitation, I said, I would like to have a TV show. The newspaper came on a Sunday. By Monday was a line of producers outside asking what was this show will be about. And that's how Dog Whisper was born.
That was television personality Cesar Millan. You can find his show Cesar 911 on Nat Geo Wild.